From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. and Russia have an agreement for each nation to scale back nuclear arsenals by a third. After months of deadlock, today President Obama announced a landmark deal to replace the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which expired in December.
Today we've taken another step forward by in leaving behind the legacy of the 20th century while building a more secure future for our children. We've turned words into action. We've made progress that is clear and concrete.
Presidents Obama and Dmitry Medvedev of Russia plan to sign the new pact on April 8th. Tensions are climbing on the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is reporting on a possible naval clash between North and South Korea.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency is quoting Navy officials as saying a South Korean Navy ship with 104 crew members sank in the Yellow Sea after an explosion on the ship's stern. It says the 1,500-ton ship went down after 9 p.m. local time today and that a rescue operation was underway. The South's YTN TV says the government is investigating the possibility of a North Korean torpedo attack. Yonhap also says that a South Korean naval ship fired on an unidentified vessel to its north after the South Korean ship began sinking. It says government ministers in charge of security are meeting in Seoul to discuss the incident. Today's events occurred near the two Koreas' disputed maritime border, where naval clashes have flared in recent years. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
At least 20 people are dead, dozens more wounded from bomb blasts north of the Iraqi capital today. Authorities in Diyala province say two bombs exploded at a restaurant. The attack comes as Iraqis are awaiting the final results of this month's parliamentary elections. Israeli forces are locked in a battle with Palestinian militants in the southern Gaza Strip. Palestinian security officials tell the Associated Press that there have been casualties. The latest violence comes as Israel presses ahead with settlement expansion in East Jerusalem over the Palestinians and the U.S.'s objections. And even after meeting President Obama this week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is unswayed. His office released a statement today defending its expansion. A European agreement to help Greece with its growing debt crisis sent U.S. stocks rising this morning. After about an hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 50 points and the Nasdaq gained about 14 today. We're still seeing some gains on U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow was up 8 points at 10,849. However, the Nasdaq has lost about 6 points at 2391. The debt troubles surrounding Greece and other European countries rattled world markets in recent months. From Washington, this is NPR News. Federal prosecutors are interviewing the New York Yankees' Alex Rodriguez today. Chris Kayup of member station WNED reports it's part of a grand jury investigation of a Toronto physician.
U.S. Attorney William Hochul and Special Agent in Charge of the Buffalo FBI office James Robertson won't comment about today's expected meeting with Rodriguez. The Major League Baseball player, also known as A-Rod, is expected to talk about treatments he received last year from Dr. Anthony Gallia. The doctor says he prescribed anti-inflammatories following Rodriguez's hip surgery. Gallia is under investigation in the U.S. and Canada after his assistant was caught smuggling human growth hormone and other substances over the Peace Bridge last fall. Federal officials have made no allegation that A-Rod received performance-enhancing drugs from Gallia. He claims the HGH was for his personal use. For NPR News, I'm Chris Kaya in Buffalo.
A reading on consumer sentiment is a little better than economists expected. The Reuters University of Michigan Index for March revises a previous estimate from 72.5 to 73.6. A burst of activity in manufacturing is credited with a fourth quarter surge in the U.S. economy. The Commerce Department finds the economy grew at a pace of 5.6% from October to December of 2009. That's the strongest showing in 6 years. The U.S. government's offering more help to financially strapped homeowners in a bid to sort of stem the tide of foreclosures. Today, the Obama administration announced a plan to grant new loans to anyone whose mortgages are higher than the value of their properties. The Federal Housing Administration will back those loans. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.